This episode is sponsored by Fun Love Media. Fun Love Media is a boutique social media and podcasting agency owned by yours truly. We help mission-driven brands across the country stand out and make a positive impact on the world through social media, podcasting, and beyond. Whether you're local to Houston and want to schedule a content shoot to create videos and images for your social media accounts, or you're in any other part of the U.S. and want a new logo and brand design, or even want to launch your own podcast, we can help. With our done-for-you content creation, we cultivate a fun and exciting online space so your brand can make the positive impact on the world that it's meant to. Let's be honest, we're a group of creative people with a soft spot for our fellow world changers. If you're ready to tell your story, make a difference, and have fun doing it, you have found your content creation team in Fun Love Media. Head to funlovemedia.com or email me directly at Brittany@funlovemedia.com to get started today. That's Brittney at funlovemedia.com. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan, and I'm here to help you build a brand, make an impact, and have some fun on social media. I'm the owner of Fun Love Media, a social media and podcasting agency in Houston, Texas. This show is for social media creators, social media managers, and small business owners that want to stand out on social media and beyond. Please know that this show could include some grown-up language here or there. Let's get started. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast, episode 231. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan. Happy holidays. I'm so excited that we are resharing our top three interviews of 2023 with you this week, the week before Christmas 2023. So episode 230, 231, and 232 are all our top three interviews of 2023. So today we are resharing episode 176, which features my friend, Erica Reitman, who is a badass business coach for sure. And she talked about how to be the millionaire CEO version of yourself back in episode 176. This released back in March of 2023. And honestly, you're going to get so many good nuggets. So if you are an entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, or you're a leader in a business, this episode is for you. If you want someone that's just going to tell you real talk how it is and get you pumped the fuck up, this is the episode for you. So I hope you enjoy this reshare of episode 176 featuring the fantastic Erica Reitman on the Social Sunshine Podcast. All right. Welcome back to the Social Sunshine Podcast, Erica Reitman. Hello.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. Like getting asked back again, that's always the ultimate compliment.
Oh, no. Yeah, I would, honestly, I would have you on like every other episode, like if I could, but you'd probably be like, okay, Brittany, like I have my own shit to do.
I would love it. You're crazy. I would love it.
Well, thank you so much for coming. And I know you got a lot going on. So taking the time to, your time is valuable. You've got so much going on that I just want to talk about all the things. But first, I've already introduced the audience to you somewhat, but I would love for, in your own words, tell everybody a little bit about you, like where you live, because I always find that to be so fun and interesting where you live and what's going on with you and like who you are. Tell me.
Yes, I will tell you all the things. Okay. Well, my husband, Greg, and I, and our senior basset hound, Abe, we live in Mexico City full time. And that's super fun and exciting. About 4 years ago, we ended up moving to Mexico kind of accidentally. We had planned to go for 6 months, but we loved it so much, we decided to stay. So that has just been an amazing adventure for us. We're in Los Angeles right now. We still own a home here that we Airbnb. So that's kind of another stream of income that we have and another business that's been amazing to put together. But our main focus for Greg and I, because we do work together, which is also a fairly new development, is our business called the Icon Agency. And this is a project that we started last summer. And I am somebody who loves to kind of pay attention to what's going on in the industry, what's going on with my clients. And I really, really love to solve people's problems. And so now that I've been a business coach for about 4 years, almost 5 years, I've worked with hundreds of women and I've been able to notice some patterns and some things that kept coming up. And so one of the things that I was finding with almost all of my business coaching clients is we would sit together, plan, scheme, dream up all of these amazing ideas, and people just kept getting stuck executing and figuring out how to make these plans come to life. And so what I decided to do was put together an agency that we're calling a business building agency. I haven't ever seen anyone done this. I had absolutely no proof that this would work, but we decided to give it a try. And basically what it is we're combining one-on-one coaching, business coaching and strategy with done-for-you services, and not just one type of done-for-you service, because I love agencies out there that really just get laser-focused on one thing, like you, for example, and offer their clients expert help with that one thing. But what I was finding is that clients needed help with all of the things. And that was another thing that was getting in their way. So we combine the one-on-one coaching with done-for-you services, as well as project management and accountability. Because the other thing I was noticing is that even when clients did find collaborators and service providers that they wanted to work with, there's this whole other element of finding them, vetting them, managing them, figuring out how to work with them, figuring out how the copywriter is going to make sure that they're doing what the web designer is doing and the social media manager is doing. And like nobody was ever getting anyone in the same room together. And it was my dream to put together an offer that, like, you know, basically is providing like a co-CEO, co-CMO, co-COO, your entire C-suite team for a few months, just so that you can get everything organized and up-leveled and really kind of get yourself to that next place, that next big step you want to take in your business. Right. So that's the Icon Agency.
I love it. I've told you this on Instagram before. I love it so much. I love that you're doing it. And I understand the position of providing done for you services. In fact, I was just having a conversation with somebody the other day about how maybe it's a control freak in me, but either I want to do it I want you to just pay me to handle it for you, or we're just not going to do it. Like it's one or the other. And that's in my mind, but you're so right. And that's going to be helpful. That's the first helpful thing to people listening right now is execution is difficult. Yeah. If you're someone who you really are committed to executing, then you're in luck, because you could probably come and follow Erica and me and, you know, a few other cool chicks and get lots of free advice and then go and actually take action and do it. But we know that that's a very small percentage of people, and it's not because they suck. It's because it's hard to do. It's a lot of stuff to do, right? Like you're coordinating like them working with all those people.
I sometimes feel like an air traffic controller, I will say. Thankfully, not as dangerous what we're doing. But yeah, absolutely. And I mean, something I say all the time, what you just said is totally true. You do not need the Icon Agency to build a wildly successful business and make tons and tons of money. However, some of us, myself included, because I never had an option like this, might want this type of help. And in that case, here we are ready to rock with you. But yeah, I really do think one of my favorite things to do, again, I just like to pay attention to what people need. I have a lesson that I like to teach sometimes on Instagram, which is like, give the people what they fucking want. I forget if I'm allowed to curse.
You can say whatever you want here.
Okay.
But, be you. You
know, okay. But you know, sometimes in your business, you'll find that clients, customers are asking you for something again and again and again. And for whatever reason, maybe it's not something that you feel comfortable providing. Maybe it's not something that you've seen anyone else do before. And your answer just is always, oh no, I'm sorry, we don't do that. And I want to figure out a way to do that for every single one of my clients, to really give them what they want and need. And that's really how we came up with the idea for the Icon Agency.
It's so good. It's so good. And you know, I don't know, you're right. Maybe nobody else is doing it. I mean, certainly not exactly the way you're doing it. And yeah. it's really, really special. Seriously. I love it. So I'm obsessed. Every time you talk about it, I love hearing about it. And you just brought up our second like golden nugget. I feel like talking about giving the people what they want. You recently mentioned that on Instagram and I commented telling you that I was having an experience with that. I'll share it with you really quick it has to do with social media content, but it goes for like all parts of your business.
Yeah.
Is that I do a lot of experimenting because I think that that's what I've got to do as a marketing agency owner and leader. You know, I got to. Yeah. So sometimes I try things out that maybe don't really work out very well.
Yeah, of course. That's the nature of experimenting.
Yeah. And so in all of 2022, I did so much experimenting with my social media content because before that, for so long, it was a lot of entertainment. And that's what my heart wants and seemed to be what people wanted, even though it sounds kind of weird. Like, how can you run a business? But that's a story for another day and entertain people. But so then in 2022, I was like, let's try some other stuff. And let's try to do, oh, look, these other people are doing this. Let's see if that works for you. Well, it was like the most mediocre social media year I've ever had in like 5 years. Like it was, you know, and as soon as I in more recent weeks, the past couple of months started to quote unquote, give the people what they want, meaning entertainment. It's been astounding. It's in my case, the business ends up benefiting from it because you can kind of help people follow the yellow brick road, like get to know you and then go see what you do for your work and all that jazz. But anyway, I love that you talk about it because I've been doing this for years and even I needed that reminder of like, wait a minute, Brittany, you just put this out there and people liked that and you liked it.
Yeah.
Why are you not doing that all the time? Like, why are we trying to change shit? It just, anyway. And I think, you know, right. People do that in business too. Like you said, if somebody's like, can you do this for me? And you keep hearing that request.
Yeah. Right. And I think the interesting thing is too, number one, it's such a great reminder. And I do often use the example of like, you know, a band that you love to see and you go to see one of their concerts and all of your favorite songs are from this band and you play them all the time at home. And then you go to the concert and they don't play a single one of them.
So annoying.
And it's just like, well, I understand. I don't expect this person to like never create more music or do anything that they want to do, but also you know that every person in the audience right now wants to hear XYZ song and you're not fucking playing it? Like, come on.
Right. Come on.
But the other thing to remember with this idea too is that you might not be the one that needs to execute this thing. So for example, done for you services is something that we provide for our clients. I am not doing these things for our clients. So if our client needs a new website, I am not designing the new website. I found somebody to do that for them. And that is a way to kind of deal with this too, really give the people what they want. If they're asking for something constantly and you're like, they all want me to like give them templates, but I don't know how to design templates. Okay, cool. Hire somebody. Because if I love the way that you create my social media posts, I'm probably going to love the way the person that you find to design the templates and put them together and make it all work. So right. I don't want people to get stuck in their head with like, okay, well, everybody keeps asking for this thing, but I can't do it. No problem. Hire somebody else.
So smart. I love that. And that right there, like if you're good at, or if you've been good at just like networking, having conversations, meeting people and all that stuff, it's going to come in handy whenever you have a situation like that. And that person that you say like you did, hook them up with the website designer or whatever.
Yeah.
They're always going to remember that even though maybe Brittany over here designing your website for you, I helped make that happen. That's powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, truthfully, we have built our business model around this idea of collaboration because something else that I didn't love about other agencies sometimes that I have worked with is that there were often like a lot of anonymous people in the background that clients would never, ever get to know. And so I believe my favorite quote is a rising tide lifts all boats. And I love this idea of helping other women build their business as we're building this agency. And so none of our clients are working with anonymous expert collaborators. They all get to meet them. If they want to work with a collaborator that we hook them up with after they're done working with us, I recommend it. I encourage it. I only hook our clients up with people who I love, who I've invested in, who I know are going to do an amazing job for them. And I don't want it to be like an anonymous person working behind the scenes that they never get to know, because I want us all to build our businesses together. I want us all flying first class together.
I'm ready for first class. I've never flown first class. Got to make that happen.
Pretty amazing. It's hard to go back.
That's what we say about certain hotels that we stay in. Yeah. Like, I think it was the first time we stayed at Wynn in Las Vegas. I was like, and that it was a long time ago. I don't remember what year, but I told my husband and I was like, oh, well, now we can't go back.
Yeah.
This is true. We can't go back to the MGM Grand. No offense, but we just can't.
Nope.
I totally get it. Okay. So a little bit of a turn. I want to talk to you a little bit about social media, because like everybody listening, you get on social media, you talk about your business, how you can help. You give so much good. So if you're not following Erica, come on. Like, we're going to have all the links in the show notes, but I've told you this before. You're one of the few people that I actually will listen to, because I don't listen to that many people. And you have
a compliment.
You just have such good information and such solid advice. And also, I love how you don't hold back when you're creating your content and you just speak from what you're feeling, you know, and don't really sugarcoat things and all. And to me, that I love that approach so much. So I want to ask you about getting on social media and doing like Instagram versus TikTok, because you've had so many years experience on Instagram, and I love Instagram, but there's this TikTok thing happening and it's cool and crazy and wild. What's been going on with you using TikTok versus Instagram?
Yeah. So over the past 3 or 4 months, I've been doing a lot of experimenting on TikTok. I had been on TikTok myself as a consumer, and I was consuming a lot on TikTok, but I hadn't yet made the jump from Instagram over to TikTok in terms of creating content. And I finally said to myself one day, like, if you can just happily scroll for an hour in bed on TikTok every night, why are you not over there creating content? Like, it just doesn't make sense. So I had this belief in my mind that because we at our agency have a much higher ticket offer that costs a lot more money than some of the things that I see people sharing about on TikTok, that I would never be able to connect with clients there. People on TikTok only want $97 checklists, and it's not going to work for us. And that was kind of the attitude that I had going into it. And I have to tell you, I have learned so many things in the few months that I have really been over there and been consistent. But the most surprising takeaway is, you can find people on TikTok who are raring to go and pay you $25,000, $35,000 to work with you. So if you are someone who is listening right now and you feel like because of what you offer, because of the type of people that you work with, TikTok might not be a fit, I don't know. You might want to take a second look and really investigate a little bit more, because it just seems that right now, the energy, the fun, the excitement, I mean, I feel this for me. I would rather hang out on TikTok than Instagram right now. It's just the truth. Right. I find that I don't really scroll a ton on Instagram. I don't spend as much time there. I do still love catching up on stories, but I am not spending 2 hours randomly scrolling on Instagram anymore. Whereas on TikTok, like, sure. I mean, I try not to do that, but that's a fun afternoon for me. It happens.
I know. Whenever people are like, don't spend your time scrolling, I'm like, I enjoy it. So I'm going to. And we're learning. Inspiration. If someone isn't following you yet on TikTok, what kind of content have you been sharing there? Has it been a variety? Have you been super business focused? Are you giving specific tips? Like, what are you doing? Are you doing that you're liking that seems to be going well, you know?
Yeah. I'm definitely doing a mix. I find on TikTok that I don't get held up at all in terms of my graphics or, you know, you just, for me, like there's a whole layer with Instagram that I feel like is just automatically eliminated over on TikTok, because, you know, the cover image, quote unquote, for your videos, like, does not matter at all. I mean, the thing that matters maybe is like the title that you pick.
Yeah.
but the look of it, it just gives me a lot more freedom in terms of my brand and how things look. I'm sharing tips. I'm sharing stories. I am yelling at people sometimes because I do have very strong opinions. Yeah. And I do not mind sharing them. I'm doing series, which is something that I think absolutely could work on Instagram, but I find that creating series, so kind of picking a topic and then maybe once a week or even every once in a while doing a video about that particular thing on TikTok really seems to work well and really seems to be part of content creation over there in a way that I don't necessarily see on Instagram. So that's been really great. And I will say what happened when I started doing series is that I very quickly got feedback on the types of things that people enjoy hearing about from me. And I decided to use this actually. So one of my series is called CEO Millionaire You. And this is a series where I help you step into this energy of the CEO Millionaire You version of yourself now, no matter how much money is in your bank account. You could be a brand new business owner. You could not even have a business yet and just be thinking about it. But the whole idea is that this version of you is available to you now and actually stepping into it and not waiting until the millions are sitting there in your bank account is the way that you're going to get the millions a lot quicker. I mean, it's basic like manifestation 101.
Yeah, I'm smiling really big, everybody, because I love this so much. I'm obsessed. Yeah, I love it when you I love it when you talk about this. It's so exciting.
Yeah, it just seems to be for me, it's a really easy way to, and I call myself woo curious. I'm not necessarily like full in on the woo. I love it and I practice it in my own life. But for me, this idea of CEO Millionaire Me is so clear and so easy to connect with that I just use it literally every single day in my business. And so I started doing the series, and what I found was these are by far my most popular videos on TikTok. I had been like playing around in my mind with the idea of potentially creating a course on this. And so once I saw that people were just gaga over this information and really loved hearing me talk about it, I decided, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to create a course around this because I've been able to see just with like 3 or 4 maybe videos in this series, how people love it so much that to me was a great indicator that if I create a course, I don't know, we'll see, but I have a feeling like people are really going to be excited about getting more of this information.
You're giving the people what they want.
I'm giving the people what they want. Exactly. Yes. Oh my gosh.
I am seriously obsessed when you talk about that topic, because it's right up my alley. It's one of my main things that connects me with you. And, I'm also, what'd you say? Woo curious.
Woo curious.
Yeah. Or maybe in my own life, I'm just full on. I don't, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's fine. But it's not imaginary. It's not made up. It's not the fact that when you can shift your mindset and start thinking, feeling, and then acting like this quote unquote better, bigger, leveled up, whatever version of yourself, that it actually is effective. Like that's not just us imagining that. It literally, there's proof, there's studies on your brain.
It's science.
And it's like, so why the hell not? Plus it's fun to start,
it's
like
so much fun.
Thinking the way that like the badass version of you thinks. Yeah. And I mean, I'm obsessed with it. When did you start talking about like that? Cause you've been talking about that ever since I've known you. I feel like,
I think this grew from my openness and my desire and commitment to be really upfront and to talk about money in a way that, you know, I think it's getting more common, but I don't necessarily always see people talking about money and specifics and like sharing the nitty gritty about it. And I think it's such a personal decision. And I don't think there's a right or wrong way to do that. But I remember for myself, so specifically when I had first started my business, I found my first coach on Instagram. And one day she was doing a live and she was talking about a launch that she had just had. And she was speaking very openly about money and kind of giving us the breakdown of how much she made and how much she spent and what that all looked like. And she was talking about how she had a six-figure launch. She had a launch over $100,000. And I remember so clearly at that point, like something like snapped in my brain. Like it had never occurred to me before. My brain had never had the thought that launching something and then making $100,000 from that launch was even a possibility. It really had just never occurred to me. But hearing her be so open about it and talk about it like so casually and nonchalant, she showed up as an example of what was possible for me. And I didn't even know her that well at the moment, but she just seemed like a cool chick who was doing cool things. And for me, that was the start of believing that this thing was possible for me. And I am lucky enough to now be at a point where like six-figure launches are pretty much my baseline.
Small Biz Social Society is a content creation community for mission-driven small business owners that are using social media to make a positive impact on the world. I created this community in 2020 to bring together my fellow world changers that run businesses and have a strong presence on social media. And starting January 8th, 2024, you can join the community for free. Yep, the membership cost is going from $18 per month to absolutely free. Zero, zilch, nada. If you're a business owner or in leadership at a business, a social media manager, or a content creator, you are welcome to join our community of creative, intelligent, fun entrepreneurs. The free membership includes access to 4 online events in 2024 that will focus on intermediate to advanced level content creation strategies, our monthly email newsletter that will be jam-packed with resources and detailed tips, and our private Facebook group where you can network, support, and reach out for help. We'll be talking social media, email marketing, YouTube, podcasting, and more. Plus, all members are invited to attend our annual in-person conference, Social Success. Our next one will be held in Austin, Texas in May of 2024. Small Biz Social Society is the best community for intermediate and advanced level content creators that are always leveling up and making a positive impact on the world. Head to smallbizsocialsociety.com to join.
So I've gone from like not even believing that this was even remotely possible for myself to getting myself to a headspace where this is what I expect. When I have a launch, I expect it to be a six-figure launch. And that took a lot of freaking practice. That took time. That took tons of experimenting, fucking up, screwing up, doing it again, trying things, messing up. That did not happen overnight. But the thing that got me there the quickest was working on my mindset and really focusing on it and making it a priority for myself and trying to understand how my brain works and like my particular flavor. I say all the time, your brain is a dick. And I mean it. Like yeah. We all have brains that just, and again, this is science. Your brain does not want you to try the new crazy thing. Your brain doesn't care that you have this idea that you think could be so epic and can change the game. That is very, very uncomfortable for your brain. And so really taking on this energy of believing in yourself and having confidence and showing up as this version of yourself, this CEO millionaire you, because this is the quickest, if you want to try this, if this appeals to you, this is the quickest way to do it. You can do it right now, like finish listening to the episode and then try this exercise. If you have something that's going on right now in your business or something that's challenging you or something that's like tripping you up and you can't quite figure it out, I want you to think about this thing as if you are the CEO millionaire version of you, that woman who is making tons of money, who is not getting stuck in her head spinning out, who really is just showing up every day knowing that she is a badass, that she is meant for empire status, and that she is going to be changing the world. What would she think about the fact that you wanted to sign 10 people up for your program, but you only signed up 6? Like, right. Is she going to be sitting there, like, you know, just not being able to like go on with her day, not being able to focus, just, you know, like not even moving forward, not doing any of her work. And look, we all have our moments, but when you can kind of practice that and remember like, no, that bitch is like, whatever. I wanted 10. I got 6. Time to move on to the next thing. Like, yep. She's just going for it. And she is not letting things like that stop her up. And again, it does take practice, but I also think it's such a quick and easy way to immediately connect with this like higher level version of yourself that Right. you know is out there and that you might not be super familiar with, but I promise you, the more that you do this, the more comfortable you're going to get. And the more practice, like this is, your brain does not know the difference between the truth and a lie. It has no idea what's true and what's not true. And so when you really practice this, stepping into this energy, your brain like gets used to it. It starts to get like more comfortable for your brain. And after a while, this will become the version of you. And you Right. will have millions of dollars in your bank account. I mean, it's funny now me saying I'm woo curious, because that's full on woo. But I am telling you, that's what will happen.
I love that. It's a point you made is, and this may sound kind of cheesy, but you know, the saying of like, you know, they can knock me down, but they can't knock me out, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I feel like people that actually reach their big goals are people that didn't let it knock you out. Like you said, yeah. like that millionaire version of you isn't going to, you know, I always say like, feel your feelings and then move on. So like, yes. if you need to have a little moment with yourself and be pissed about it, you know, for an hour, But then yeah. we got to move forward, because if you're one of those few people that can do that and that can master that skill, you're going to accomplish all of your goals and dreams and all the yeah. things, instead of being like, unfortunately, a large percentage of people where it does knock you out and yeah. you just say, oh, fuck it. Never mind. I guess I can't do this. So I'm glad yeah. that you brought that up, and you brought up your brain as a dick. If you're a member of my membership, Small Biz Social Society, go search for it. Erica actually came and taught a whole class on that. So you can go search for it in our content.
Yeah.
If you have access to that. But before we wrap up, I have one other question for you. Cause yeah. I love talking to you about money related things.
Yeah.
Pricing. So, mm-hmm. you know, people listening, a lot of them need to be, you know, pricing services. Maybe products, whatever. And that can be tricky, especially when starting out. I know a lot of times, later on, maybe you get to a point where you need to raise prices. Like you've got to come to that realization, but like what's your take on that? Like, how can someone approach that? Because as a beginner, it might make sense that you don't charge as much as someone else, but like, you've got to start gradually shifting that, right? How do you know when you should charge more, and how do you handle that?
Yeah. I mean, to me, pricing is an art, not a science. I do think that for sure, depending on your offer, like what you're putting out there, there are things that you can look at in terms of your time commitment and hours and things like that. But the tricky part of that too, is that when we work with a client, and I'm sure you find this too, Brittany, it's so much more than that like 1 hour that we are meeting. There is so much more that goes into that. There is so much more time my brain is spending on things. There's prep work that I'm doing. There's the years of experience that I have that I'm bringing to those conversations.
Yes.
And so it does sometimes get challenging to figure out like, what should this price be? Because we don't have, like, there are so many industries where you can at least look and see like, okay, well, 90% of people are charging this for this. And this industry is so new and it's not regulated. And there's often no frame of reference for the thing that you are out there selling. So it really does take, again, experimentation. It really takes like you being confident enough to decide on a price that feels good for you and put it out there. And I have to be honest, I don't have a specific formula that I follow. So if I come out with a new price for something, I typically don't say to myself, okay, you've got to keep this for a year and then reevaluate. There is nothing wrong with doing that, but I find just real estate, demand is a piece of this and experience is a piece of this. And so if there are people out there in the market, if you are constantly booked up, if you have no time on your calendar, if you are finding that you don't even have enough time in the day to do the work that you have committed to clients that you are doing, like, it's probably time to raise your prices. And nobody is going to come knocking on your door and say, okay, Brittany, let's do it. This is the time to do it. It really is just one of those things that you have to tune into. And with my clients, I like to say, like, I want you to come up with a price that you feel good about and makes you want to throw up a little bit.
Perfect. Yes. I love it. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah. Like it feels like something that you are confident that you deliver that amount of value, but also saying it out loud, like you got to psych yourself up a little bit before you do it for the first time. So yeah, it's a tricky one. And it's definitely something I think the more time you spend in business, the more people you talk to, the more confident you're going to get about it. But I, all the time too, this is something that I deal with as well. So, you know, I don't know, am I ever going to reach a point where I'm like, boom, bam, it's this much, it's that, you know, I don't know.
Right. Okay. No, that's such a good way to put it. That was a perfect tip right there. It's like that you feel confident you can deliver, but also kind of sick.
Yes.
Perfect. I love that. Before I let you go, I just for fun have to bring up your Instagram stories. So, cause you mentioned that that's kind of like one of your favorite things about Instagram still. And I'm with you. I do love Instagram stories. I love your Instagram stories. And I'm sure you hear this. You must hear this a lot from other people as well, because they're so good. And I just want to know, okay, first of all, the bagels, like what now I know this freaking business in LA that sells bagels that are delicious. Like I know all about them now, and I know about your coffee, and I know about you going to the store and all the things you're buying. And I love it. And it doesn't like bore me. I'm not like, oh my God, she's still talking about her bagel. Like I actually want to watch it. Do you feel like that? And so if you don't watch Erica's Instagram stories, you better fucking start, because they're so fun.
Thank you.
Do you feel like that's been something over time that you've just developed and got better at? Do you like, where do you get your ideas from? Do you take it as like, look, I'm just showing people the kind of person I am. I'm not always necessarily trying to sell them in my stories. Like do you have any sort of approach or something to share? Because Instagram stories, in my opinion, can really take your relationship with someone to the next level. I feel like that's kind of what it should do. But I think people have a hard time like keeping it where people want to watch, you know?
I mean, truthfully, I am never thinking about what people might want to watch. I'm thinking about what is fun for me to share. What is front and center for me? What is grabbing my attention right now? And there are, again, so many different approaches, and there is never one way to do it. It's one of those things where I think you really have to figure out what your way is and what you love to share. There are many people out there killing it on stories who really just talk about business stuff. And that's what they like to do. And they like to keep things super focused. And they like to show up in a way where if you are following this person, you know, all day, every day, you're getting bomb business tips. And that's really the topic of conversation. I think that's amazing. I treat my stories like I am talking to my best friend, and I am sharing the things in my life that are getting me excited right now. Oftentimes that's business. Oftentimes that's my favorite bagel in Los Angeles, which for the record is Courage Bagels. Everybody write that down. You need to go there. That's something. And right now I'm in Los Angeles at our house. And so that has been front and center. Every Saturday I'm sharing my Courage Bagel that I get because I love it. And it just brings me lots and lots of joy. And so I am at a point in my business where for sure, I will sometimes think through, you know, if we have a particular launch going on, or, you know, for example, we have a spot coming up at the Icon Agency, you know, in February, we're recording right now in February. So that is something that I am thinking about and am intentional about sharing. But I don't mind sharing randomly about a TV show that I'm watching, or a thought that I have, or my favorite Starbucks order, or, you know, whatever it is that's going on for me, because that is what's fun for me. And so there are for sure people out there who probably follow me for a couple of days and they're like, okay, no, thank you. She's not for me. And then I send those people off with love. But I think it's really dangerous to spend a lot of time thinking through what does my audience want and putting that ahead of like, what do you want? What's fun for you? If I could tell you, I guarantee you, your business is going to be successful and you're going to be making lots of money. Now, how would you be showing up on social media?
Yeah.
That's really fun to play with.
That is really fun to play with. You're right. Well, and it shows. So you describing that's like your general approach to stories, it makes sense now that you're saying it to me, because I watch your stories and it shines through the fact that you're sharing stuff that you genuinely like and care about, whether it's something serious or something super light and yeah. You know, whatever it is. And I can tell, I can feel it. So a lot of times, excuse me, audiences can feel that, even though they can't always articulate, quite put their finger on something, but they get the feeling from the person yeah. that created it. So, I mean, it works and it's fun. It makes it more interesting to like see a little bit of your life, you know. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's super fun for me to share. So that won't okay, be stopping anytime soon.
Before we go, you mentioned maybe you were going to create a course.
Yeah.
And I think you're actually doing it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you're doing the CEO Millionaire course.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me what's up with that. Like, what's included? What's it about? All those yeah. things.
So this is a course that I am building. It is a mindset course. It is completely around this idea of how can you access this version of yourself now? It's specifically targeted toward business owners. So if you don't own a business, I'm sure you can definitely get something out of it as well. But I specifically want to speak to my fellow female business owners who are out there grinding every single day. And I want to give you the tools and the tips and the tricks that I use every single day for myself and for my clients to make sure that I am with intention stepping into this and connecting with this idea on a daily basis. Because I have seen that more than anything else, this has made the biggest difference in my business. And I want to pass that along to as many people as I possibly can. So this is a course that I am working on now. And something fun that I'm doing, which I've done a couple of times before, but I am using my close friends list on Instagram as a little kind of like behind the scenes look at what I'm doing in order to create this course. So this is something that would appeal to other business owners. Maybe you're interested in creating a course, or maybe you're interested in just kind of seeing what the process is like and taking some lessons and then applying it to whatever you might be doing. But what I'm doing is I'm giving people like that in my community an opportunity to kind of come along with me on my close friends list and get an inside peek at what we're doing, how we're planning. This idea actually came from another presentation that I did for another group, kind of like yours. And the response was so insane that that's what originally gave me the idea. And so we have someone on staff now who basically took that presentation, created an outline from it, and I am now expanding on each of the things that I taught in the presentation in the course. I show you things like that. I show you the freebie that I'm putting together, and I chat with you about different things that are on my mind. And I'm going to keep it real with you. There is a lot of information that you can get there. If you are a business owner and you want to join us, please DM me and I will make sure that you get on there. However, this is also a great marketing move. Because what happens and what has happened in the past when I've done this is I am able to connect with the exact people who are most likely to buy the thing that I am selling. And the fact that they have been able to come along with me and be a part of it and sometimes share their opinions and ideas and really kind of almost co-create it with me yeah. has been one of the best marketing tools that I have ever used in my life. And so I share this with you now, because if you like this idea, steal it and try it in your own business and see if you can create that same sort of thing, because I can tell you it really, really works.
It's the close friends list thing on Instagram is so like you also taught on that too, right?
Yeah. Okay. I had a course on that too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's so good. It's so smart. It's like, why not use it? It's there. There's so many cool different ways you can use it, which I'm sure, you know, your yeah. course that you had shared all that kind of stuff, but I love that you're doing it with this and that this topic in general, like has done cool stuff over on TikTok for you too. And yeah. you really are giving the people what they want. Cause I mean, yes. obviously that's, you know, that's what people want from you. And one of the many things probably that people want from you, but I think it's so smart. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll just make sure that in the show notes that everybody has the links to make sure they follow you.
And all that jazz, contact you so that way they can get signed up, because I think this episode's going to come out close to that time. So,
okay. Amazing.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll let you go. I don't want to, but I know you have shit to do.
Okay.
Remind everybody though, verbally, where they can find you, how they can follow you on Instagram and on TikTok, and then anything that they might want to learn about Icon Agency or whatever.
Yeah. So I am Erica Reitman, my first name and last name. It'll be in the show notes, but that is where you can find me both on Instagram and on TikTok. And I have love connecting with everyone in your community, Brittany. So hopefully I'll be able to keep continuing to do that, because you just attract the most bomb badass people.
thank you. They love you. They do.
Oh, thank you. And yes. And so we work with around 5 people at a time at the Icon Agency. So spots don't always open up, but if we are connected on social media, you will always hear me kind of chatting about when spots do become available and some cool freebies that we have that can make sure that you kind of get on our mailing list and you can kind of keep up with everything that's happening. So that's something that's ongoing. We're always taking on new clients and working with new people, but it's just been so super exciting to kind of see it all grow and make those connections with some of these incredible female business owners.
It's been really cool also for me to watch all of it as well, because it's just, I don't know, it's exciting. And we could have had a whole freaking conversation about your damn, your photo shoots for Icon Agency. I'm like, can I get in on those? Can I just at least be some background talent in one of those photos? Because those are badass, you'll have to come back again and we'll dig even deeper into Icon Agency stuff, because there's just so much we could talk about. But thank you so much for coming to hang out with me.
Thank you for having me. I would love to come back anytime and chat with you. It's just so much fun.
Okay, thanks, Erica.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to today's show, y'all. For more information about the podcast, go to socialsunshinepodcast.com and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Social Sunshine Podcast YouTube channel to watch the video version of each episode. For more information about me, go to brittanycrossen.com and connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. The Social Sunshine Podcast is a Fun Love Media production. Funlovemedia.com. Bye.